Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, the third issue of the WrestleTalk magazine is now available. Head over to wrestletalk.bigcartel.com for more information. We've got a great issue this month featuring our reviews of the Royal Rumble, Wrestle Kingdom 10 and Raw 25, including the WrestleTalk crew counting down their top 25 moments of Raw history. So head over to wrestletalk.bigcartel.com for more information.
Support WrestleTalk!
Donate on Patreon.
Making their way to the ring at a combined weight of undeniably sexy, hailing from London, the Wrestle Ramble Podcast!
Hello and welcome to the Wrestle Ramble Podcast. It's... Oh, I forgot. I'm Ollie Davis. I'm Ollie Davis, and I'm joined by this guy, Luke Owen.
Hello, Swap Nation, and a hello to you, Oliver Davis. You just seem so tired today.
Do you think?
Yeah, I just think you just... Maybe it's because you're not into Fastlane, you're just not excited for the show, but you just feel very... And maybe it's because I just haven't seen you all day.
Mm. Yeah, I've been locked in the little cupboard room.
Yes.
There were too many people in the main room.
Yep.
I think I worked myself up at the end, though,
to get excited for Fastlane. Oh, I think this is a good show. I think it's a very good show, yeah. I think we entertain people with our nonsense, and I think that's some pretty good stuff.
Should we talk about what happened a minute before we started recording?
More than anything.
I can't burp. I can't burp, folks. It's not a reflex that comes naturally to me. So what happens is I'll just get very sort of hiccupy for a while. But I'm telling you about this, and I lean over to do something on the computer before we start recording, and then it came out, didn't it?
It's a little tiny one.
Oh, it felt amazing. My first birth of 2018, I'm like a baby.
When I was younger, I was quite similar, actually. I didn't have the reflex to be able to belch either. And so if you get caught, it's just the worst pain in your chest. But when I eventually was able to release, I can remember two occasions in it, I would just make the longest, loudest noise of just this everything escaping me at once. Mm. Whereas yours was just bleh.
Yeah.
And that was it.
How do you do it? How do you burp?
It just comes naturally to me now.
Damn.
Because I'm such a bloody bloke with bloody burping.
Ales.
Exactly. We're drinking
sports.
Exactly. Yeah.
Did I tell you that I'm going to watch some sports this weekend?
No. What sports are you watching this weekend? Well, is it the rugger?
It's the ruggers.
Yeah.
It's the ruggers. Yeah. Because on our little WhatsApp thread of organising this, someone was like, "Oh, should I book a table in the pub and to watch the game?" And I posted back, I drafted out, "Oh yes, I love football," just assuming it was football. But then I thought, wait a second, I'm pretty sure rugby's on at the moment too. I deleted it and just put, "Sure, I love sports."
Yeah, nice.
Just covers blanket, all of them.
Exactly, it's a blanket statement. No one can be like, "Oh, you idiot, it's actually the rugby." So Six Nations stuff?
It sounds about right.
Yeah, I think I've watched one of those.
Yeah?
Yeah. I went with my friend Tom to the pub because he was very excited. He's a big, big rugby head. In fact, his wedding is next weekend.
Rugby themed.
It's not rugby themed, but someone...
Got a scrum.
But someone...
Got to go through a scrum to get to the altar.
Exactly. Yeah. But someone during dinner apparently is going to be allowed to listen to the rugby, and there's going to be an announcement anytime there is a score or a try...
Yes.
And like, we have to all like stop what we're doing so that they can do the announcement of the latest update on the score.
Wow.
Yeah.
How's the bride about that?
Well, she has gotten into rugby since
she's
dating.
Ruggers mad too.
So I don't know if she's ruggers mad, but she does watch the rugby with him, and it is something that, you know, a wedding should be. You should appease both people. You can't just have it one way.
If I ever buy into the wedding military industrial complex and have a ceremony,
which you almost did on October 28th, 2017, because you kept saying to me, I might get married. In your drunken state, you kept saying to me,
you can't bring this on me, Luke.
You kept saying, like, if me and my lady partner get married, which I think will happen.
No.
Yeah, that's more or less. Because you were talking about best men. You were talking about best men options.
No.
One of which isn't me.
Well, I damn it. I was going to joke how my wedding would be interrupted by, like, progress results. Straight from the Brixton Academy.
Yeah.
Because I guess WWE shows are on too late.
Yes, they would be, yeah. And over here in the UK, often not to be on Saturdays.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah, and this is like a house
show. Well, actually, no, I was planning on my wedding being around 1 a.m. Monday morning.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good time as any.
Yeah, but like not a main show. It would be like a no mercy.
An extreme rules.
Yeah, yeah. No, a B show. What, yeah. A good solid B show.
Extreme rules is a B show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, I got to see some quick correspondence before we move on.
Correspondence.
So Zachary Spain has emailed in. Now I'm going to try and do this as best I can. Dear Luke, I wrote, but you still ain't tweeting. I left my review, my crap gimmick, and name at the bottom. I sent two letters back in autumn. You must not have got them. There probably was something wrong at the post office or something. Sometimes I scribble addresses too sloppy when I jot them. I know you probably hear this every day, but I'm your biggest fan. I listen to all the rambles and talks that you do with Ollie. Anyways, I hope you get this, man. Hit me back. Just a chat. Truly yours, your biggest fan. This is Zach.
Oh,
nice, Zach.
I realised what it was halfway through.
Yeah.
Stand by Eminem.
That's right, yeah. With
nice
with
stuff,
Dido.
Zach.
Yeah, very nice. Thank you very much, Zach.
Do you remember? So I was a big music fan when I was a kiddo. And
not anymore.
Not anymore. No, it just stopped. I was like, okay, all my favourite music was recorded by Weezer in 1996.
Yeah.
So
just on the Blue Album, and that'll be.
Whoa, Pinkerton! And then it stopped. But yeah, I had the single of that, and that was back in the days where the music video would be a special feature on the CD.
CD-ROM version,
And I had a few friends over and we watched the video. We're like, well, this is the best thing ever made.
That was back when the music industry had money and it was able to spend money on music videos.
Yeah, see, the NME closed.
Yeah, I saw it shut down shop yesterday, yeah. I saw Danny Baker sent out a tweet about that, which I thought was really nice, actually. And I suppose it shows how different the world was back in like the 1980s when Danny Baker was breaking into things, where he was just like, I wrote a letter to NME once saying that I'd quite like to review albums. They sent me an album. Next thing you know, I was living in New York.
Wow.
And that was how Danny Baker got his start.
That's how you started here.
Was it really?
Yeah. You emailed in and like,
I like wrestling.
Can I
review a wrestling?
Yeah, and I was like, yes. And now you live in a box under the stairs of the studio.
Alonzo S. Writes in to say, thanks for reading my review. It was an iTunes review that we read out. Just to let you know, you'll remember this now. Just to let you know, New York kids and other kids in the US use OMW as on my way. And the A in Azo is pronounced just like the letter A, like ache and apron. So yeah, Azo. Yeah,
Azo. So what's Azo though?
I guess it might be his name,
Alonzo.
Well, I don't know. But anyway,
Azo. Anyway. Oh, is that a short way of saying Alonzo?
Maybe,
because that's way too many syllables.
So for these kids, I mean, they're saying OMW.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. And John Turvey writes in, last year I got married, became very good friends with my best friend's wife's husband. I know you've been there recently, LOL.
No, you've done it the wrong way around. Wife's best friend's husband.
What did I say?
Best friend's wife's husband. Wait, is that the same
thing?
That's
the same person.
Best friend's... No, it isn't. It isn't. Best wife's best friend's husband.
Yeah, but the way I did it was the same person.
My best friend's wife's husband would be the same person.
Yeah.
My wife's best
friend. But this is...
What? Carry on.
No, no, my wife's best friend. Yeah, so, okay, so for example, my wife has a best friend. Her name is, I'm going to take a punt here. I don't know which one of hers is actually the best friend, but I'm going to say Hev.
Chihikari.
And her husband is Tom. So I would, okay, anyway.
Yeah.
I know you've been there recently, and he's a huge wrestling fan, which reignited my hidden passion into a more open one. He suggested WrestleTalk, as Ollie is pretty funny, but gave good info, etc. It was just about the time you started appearing over this last year.
Pretty funny.
Pretty funny, it's all right. You get to know these guys behind the camera and share the same passion, and you happen to be brilliant the way you deliver it. It's all about me, they're being brilliant,
right.
Obviously, yeah. You guys have a very personal lives and little, hang on. You guys talk about your personal lives a little every now and then. When I hear a lot of what you were saying, it struck me. We may actually know each other.
What?
I was born and raised in Reading, lived in Caversham for 18 years. I won't give out sort of the addresses and stuff that he went to. But he went to Chilton Edge and Highdown. My secondary years are probably too incriminating to mention, LOL. But thankfully, karma knocked me senseless, and I grew out of all that nonsense.
What, Awesome Kong?
Yes, that's right, yeah. She came in and like...
He has capitalised karma.
He has, yeah. It was missing the H, though, so karma.
Oh,
karma,
yes, of
yeah.
course.
You mentioned going to Reading Rock when it actually was Reading Rock, ha ha ha. Pretty sure you even mentioned the fateful year that started morphing into the monstrosity it is today. 50 Cent getting multiple bottles of piss thrown at him till he gave up, and a decent band came on, LOL. Every single time you mention growing up / near Reading, the parallels are scarily similar, and I always get that feeling we may have even hung out, although I did spend a ton of my time on my BMX at the dirt track down by the river. So unfortunately, because I was not near Caversham, I was near Tilehurst, so I actually, and he was born going by his email address in 87, so there is our paths may not have actually crossed. However, I did go down to that dirt track down by the river. Yes,
yeah, so down I had, by the river
I did, because my friend
what idyllic postcard do you come from?
It's a bit of a
the BMX track down by the river.
Dirty old town. Because my friend Craig Bunyan was very big into his BMXing.
Ridiculous name, friends.
And we used to go down
Bunyan.
Craig Bunyan. So we used to go down there with our bikes when we weren't down at the down with our skateboards at other places. And yeah, we used to go to Reading Festival. So there is every chance that we may have crossed paths, but I can't. The name doesn't ring any bells, unfortunately.
You could have just lied.
I could have just lied and said that. Yeah, totally. I remember meeting you at X, but then you have to come up with a story, don't you?
Oh, me and John Turvey, though. Me, we go way back.
Oh, yeah? What did you guys do?
No, he always thought I was pretty funny. That's all I remember. Should we get on with the show? Yes, I said the full name. It's not just Fastlane. It could be any Fastlane. It's WWE Fastlane.
2018.
Speed bump to mania.
And really... this really should have been called Roadblock End of the Line, because this has been such a roadblock on its way to WrestleMania.
Yes.
Like, I know a lot of people, myself included, are quite down on SmackDown at the moment, but I really do feel in my heart of hearts, come next Tuesday, SmackDown's going to get great again, because this has just been a speed bump we need to get over.
Yeah, because, and it's Raw as well, like it's held up a lot of the programs on Raw, because... there is a bit of ambiguity around where the women's division is going to go across both brands. So I think that they're keeping Alexa Bliss and Nia and all the other bits and bobs and Asuka. They're all kind of just floating around there on Raw. And it's because we don't know what's going to happen with Charlotte yet.
No, exactly.
It looks like it's going to be Charlotte Asuka.
Yeah, Dave Meltzer said in the Observer newsletter today, because we're recording this on a Thursday, that the reason why they can't announce Asuka versus Charlotte yet, because they have to wait until Fastlane is out of the way. And that is just what this pay-per-view feels like. It's just like, we can't announce the Bludgeon Brothers for WrestleMania, because we've got to get through Fastlane first. Can't announce AJ versus Nakamura, because we've got to get through Fastlane first. It's been a real slog to get here. My favourite review of this show, so not this show that we're doing, this show that we're going to be predicting, Fastlane 2018, is your comments you made just before we pressed record, which is, wow, they managed to get 6 matches.
Yeah, because I was looking through the card, and and you had this as well, because you forgot about a match. I was like, okay, there's the 22-man main event.
Yep.
There's the New Day Usos match, which, man, am I looking forward to.
So looking forward to.
Like, that's got to be one of my more anticipated matches in WWE of the year.
Yep.
Really? And I'm really excited about it.
It's only had a 2-week build, and I'm so excited for it.
And then I'm like, okay, they've also got a... Yeah, and that's what happened. And then you think about it and you go, oh yeah, Charlotte's, of course Charlotte would be defending a title. But who is that against?
What did you ask it to do?
I don't know. I hope the thing picked that up. Apparently, I just asked my phone to open the calendar app. But let's not do that. She's feuding with the Riot Squad. Okay, that's a thing. And then you remember, oh yeah, Shinsuke Nakamura sang Rusev Day or Nakamura Day this week. So they're having a match. God, what else is there? And then you were like, the US title.
Yeah, so I was writing up the Fastlane predictions video, which is currently, well, not predictions, sorry, the rumours video, which is currently on Wrestle Talk now. So head over to the channel once you finish watching this and go and watch that as well. And in my script, one of the rumours is that everyone is retaining. So I wrote in my script, so AJ retains, Charlotte retains, and the Usos retain. And then I tip-tabbed my along way. Something's like got to the studio and I was sourcing some images for the video. I was like, oh yeah, Bobby Roode must also retain because he has a match on this card. In fact, the first match we've got here, you didn't even know was happening until we recorded Wrestle Ramble yesterday.
Yeah, I kind of phased out of that Natalya Naomi backstage segment. Becky Lynch and Naomi versus Natalya and Carmella. So two of the matches on Fastlane were announced on the Go Home show, yeah, which is that tag match and the Nakamura Rusev one, which isn't uncommon.
No.
It's just also not good practice.
And really, this match is on the card because there's six people in the main event. Mm. When we did a Wrestle Ramble Extra, we reviewed Armageddon 2000, we had the exact same comment there, which is like, they had the six-man Hell in a Cell in the main event. So that's six of your main eventers right there. So the rest of the undercard was, oh, crikey. Well, who are we going to put on the card? This lad hasn't got anything to do. I guess we could put them on the card as well. Just we need to fill things up here until we get to the main event.
It was the same with Elimination Chamber, where everyone, all the talent was stacked into that chamber match, and the rest of the card was rather sparse. So, shall we kick things off with Becky Lynch and Naomi versus Natalya and Carmella?
Oh, war for the ages.
It is, you know, very hard to care about.
Yes, that is probably the best way to put it. Yeah, it's very hard to care about it. I'll kick things off. I think the good guys are going to win.
Purely because Carmella has the Money in the Bank briefcase.
More or less, yeah.
You can beat her and beat her and beat her because she's got the briefcase.
She's going to win the title,
yeah,
so it's fine.
You can just flatten her out overall.
Yeah, so I think it'll be Lynch and Naomi. Probably with Naomi pinning Carmella.
So this is some form of the welcoming committee, at least. Natalya and Carmella. I'm almost reluctant to say her name because she might appear. Where's Tamina?
It's only if you say it three times in a mirror.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have to go, Tamina, Tamina.
Where is Tamina?
And Lana. Because remember, Lana was managing Tamina.
Has
because
not been on TV.
Lana's character goal was to get Tamina into the championship. Like, that was her thing. She was like, you have not reached your full potential, but me as your manager, I will help you get there. But we haven't seen Tamina since the Rumble.
We're going to go down a slippery slope if we start asking where SmackDown talents are. Because I just thought, God, and Ty Dillinger as well. And Mike Bennett. And yeah, I'm sure there's plenty.
Insert name here.
Yeah. So you're going to go for the baby faces, are you?
Yeah.
I'm going to write that down as BLN. It is tough to even form an opinion because I care so little. I think Daniel Bryan cares more than I do about this particular thing.
Crikey.
I'm going to go with the heels because Natalya, you're going to have a baby face champion. Oh my God, I'm just trying to... Just trying to justify my decision is making me bored. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to go with the heels. Shinsuke Nakamura versus Rusev Day.
Yeah, this feels like it was a match that should have been made some time ago as opposed to just being announced. You know, this has sort of had a two-week build because Nakamura injured, did a big air quotes for podcast listeners, take a drink, Aiden English on last week's SmackDown, and then Rusev challenged Shinsuke on this week's SmackDown, the Go Home show. So I kind of made the comment in my review, we didn't talk about it yesterday, but like, if you're Rusev, why don't you like say, I want a match and I want your number one contendership on the line as well? You know, maybe give the match some stakes, because it's just a match.
That would be nice, but it would also be infuriating because that means Nakamura would have to agree to put his shot on. I hate it when babyfaces do that. For the purpose of valiancy, But I'm just in my head, I'm thinking, well, then you're an idiot. Well, this is a stupid decision.
I don't know if you position it of just like, I like to fight for something, like I'm a fighting champion. You know?
It has to be done very well, and I think the majority of the time it wouldn't. Unless the way this works better is if you've got a heel authority figure and they're like, well, I'm going to try and cheat you out of your number one contendership, mm-hmm. and now you must face said heel. And that's always a good story, I think.
Yeah, that works too.
I look at this match. Rusev is one of the most over guys in the company across both brands with the Rusev Day chants and the merch. He's so happy. And you had a few weeks ago, Rusev won the number one contenders match to face Bobby Roode for the US title. How you should have had a screwy finish in that and worked that through as a program, because man, I do not care about Bobby Roode versus Randy Orton. Even, and this is putting aside the Twitter block stuff. I don't even care about that, Dick. I think it should be Rusev versus Bobby Roode. Rusev is just so well suited his character to the United States title. And you could get Rusev over as a babyface, transition Roode into a heel, but you haven't done that. But then what would you do with Nakamura? I don't know, have him face Randy Orton. That's my switch round. Obviously, Nakamura's going to win.
Yeah, Nakamura's winning. Well, at least that's my prediction anyway.
Yes. Anything more to say on Nax versus...
I'm just glad he's on the
card. Which one?
Well, both, actually. You're right. I'm just glad both of them are on the card.
Because Nakamura has been missing a lot from TV,
but
I've kind of liked.
I don't mind that, absolutely. I think it's good. And it's the same with sort of Ty Dillinger and, to a lesser extent, Mike Bennett, of like, you know, you take these breaks for a while, it makes us miss them, and then they come back. When you see them week in, week out, that's when you do run the risk of getting tired of them. That's my worry with... Braun Strowman, I think, would be so much better if he wasn't on TV every week.
I think the way to do this is Nakamura, they've handled very well because he hasn't been on TV much since the Royal Rumble, but he's always been featured somehow, albeit in like a backstage segment or a video package. You are spinning that plate, mm-hmm. but when he has a match, it feels like a big deal now.
Yes.
Ty Dillinger just feels like he's been forgotten about. Oh, I feel like need to keep these plates spinning. Mm-hmm. You can't just take people off TV unless there's a storyline reason for it.
I wasn't saying that Ty Dillinger is akin to Shinsuke Nakamura in terms of their placement on the card, but I think that, I think that Nakamura not being on TV is a good thing. Well, at least not being on TV all the time is a good thing.
The Wrestle Ramble will be right back after these short messages. This podcast is brought to you in part by Patreon. For just $5 a month, you'll get access to our monthly Wrestle Ramble Extra, where Ollie and I review pay-per-views from wrestling's past as voted for by Patreon backers. Last month, it was the terrific No Way Out 2004, and if you pledge, you'll be able to hear our back catalogue of episodes, including Wrestle Kingdom 10, Halloween Havoc 1998, and Armageddon 2000, to name but a few. The poll for this month's episode is now open, and it's WrestleMania heavy, including Manias 3, 9, 14, 25, 26, and 27, as well as WCW's final pay-per-view Greed, Progress Chapter 1, and ROH's 11th anniversary show. The poll closes this weekend, so head over to patreon.com/wrestletalk for more information.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So this leads us quite nicely onto Bobby Roode defending his United States title against the Viper, Randy Orton.
Well, I'll go first. I think Bubbles is winning here. I think Bubbles is going to retain, and they're going to build towards a three-way at WrestleMania between Bubbles, Randall, and Jinder.
You of little imagination. It is all about the multi-man matches now.
That is a multi-man match.
A triple threat is nothing these days. Five people minimum. Yeah. It's got to be a five-person minimum match.
Which we might get with the IC belt.
Well, why stop there?
Yeah.
What? Just give it to all the mid-carders.
Just put Apollo Crews in there. Why not? Sorry, Apollo.
So I think... I don't care again. This is the problem. I don't care about the feud. I don't necessarily care about the wrestlers.
I actually am quite looking forward to this. I think this should be a... If Randy is... into it, this should be quite a good match. Because it'll probably be, I might be wrong on this, but it certainly feels like it, this will be the first time that Bobby Roode will have had like 15-20 minutes to wrestle on pay-per-view or TV since he's come up from NXT.
No, I think he had he had two pay-per-view matches with Ziggler, I think,
but those only went like 8 minutes.
No, one of those did go long, but that might have been TV.
I can't remember, but it feels
one
like...
One of their matches did go long.
It feels like he hasn't had like a time to shine since he's come up from NXT, which we're coming up on almost a year.
He came up in after SummerSlam.
Oh, was it after SummerSlam?
It's been a long time.
Oh, yes, it was. Yeah. Sorry, I thought he came up after Mania, but it was...
non-superstar shaker.
That was right, yeah, the reset button. Mm. So I think it's Bubbles here, and I'm looking forward to the match.
I am not, because, you know, a match can be good, but what really gets me into stuff is when I'm invested in the characters and the story.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's not going to be a 4.5-star classic, because I don't care about the feud.
So what you're saying is, technically, this will be a well-worked match, but you don't care about the components leading into it.
A bit like Hardcore Holly versus Rhino at No Way Out 2004. Technically a very well-worked match, but I didn't really care for it.
So you're going Bubbles, are you?
Yeah.
I mean, so the rumour is no title changes.
That's right, according to Cage Side Seats.
But of all the matches on this show, I think if you're going to do a title change here... Oh, but you could do it in the tag one. I think this is a contender for a title change. Because then you've got Randy Orton could... sort of be heelish going into Mania, and then Bobby Roode's like, I want my title shot. Jinder's like, I want a title shot too. Rusev gets involved. Ty Dillinger comes back, and there's your schmoz probably chucking a ladder is also trying to win the United States title.
Why not?
I'm just, you know what, because I care so little about this card, I'm just gonna chuck out some wild cards.
Go
Randy
for
Orton.
Going for a Randall.
Going
Fair
for
enough.
Randall. This is a bold card prediction.
This is, I mean, it's actually almost depressing to see how much you don't care for this show.
But I actually, there is no way about it. There's no qualifying. I'm not excited for this show. Well, I'm excited for the Usos New Day match. I'm intrigued for the main event. Rest of it, don't care at all.
No.
Flair versus Ruby Riott. That's, of course, Charlotte Flair, not Ric Flair. For the SmackDown Live Women's Championship.
Well, I went first last time, so it is your turn to go first.
Charlotte Flair, obviously.
Yeah, I'm saying the same thing.
It's the Elimination Chamber show was very predictable. So it was predictable going in and coming out. It was exactly what we all thought it would be. So, although the Rousey segment really delivered. So, would they make it as predictable here? It's definitely Charlotte Flair's definitely going to win. Maybe Asuka comes out. That's my sort of...
Yeah, I think that Charlotte Flair wins, and at the end of the match, Asuka makes a surprise appearance, walking down to the ring to challenge her for the Women's Championship. Or, even better, you could have, say, Charlotte Flair wins, and that's when you have, say, like, the rest of the women's locker room comes down and say, Natalya going, like, I want my title shot. Naomi saying, I want my title shot. Becky, I want my title shot. And then Naomi does similar. And then Asuka's music hits and she walks down because she's the only person guaranteed a title shot. She's the one who gets it.
That's not a bad way of doing it, actually.
Yeah.
I like that. So going with Charlotte Flair as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, you wrote Ruby Riott, not predicting Ruby Riott for this whatsoever.
Well, I actually wrote down RR. Which was Roman Reigns. That's my default. I just type R's for predictions. Yeah.
You'd think with those initials, Ruby would do much better for herself.
Yeah. just through clerical errors. The Usos versus the New Day for the SmackDown Live Tag Team Championships. Boy, I'm excited about this.
This match should not be
a ladder match.
This match should be absolutely corking. It's considering what they have done in this little, like, you know, this amazing feud that they have had, the WWE are treating like it's Rock Austin. But, you know, I think this could be, I mean, it's easy to give me the best match on the card, like, without a shadow of a doubt. I think the Usos are retaining. I think they're finally good. Their storyline is that they want to get onto the WrestleMania main show. I think this is going to get them onto the WrestleMania main show. And at what cost? They have to go against the Bludgeon Brothers. And their big wacky hammers.
Yeah.
Which apparently are actually quite heavy.
I saw that.
Yeah.
So like 22 pounds or something.
Yeah, something like that. It's not like they're not like Timmy Mallets that we thought they were.
Fiberglass. Yeah, they've got some weight to them. I think it's not as simple as Usos win. LOL. I think the New Day are in with a shot here, and you can build to a massive rematch at WrestleMania. Because I don't necessarily know if the Bludgeon Brothers are going to get a shot at WrestleMania. I think that might be furthered along even for a bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Maybe. I just suddenly had a bit of a thought then. Maybe this is a bit fantasy booking. Maybe this is what I'd like to see.
Indulge us.
Maybe we get like a draw situation here. Maybe the Bludgeon Brothers come down and just destroy both teams. And that leads to a triple threat match at WrestleMania. And you essentially do the triple threat you did at TakeOver Dallas last year.
Yeah. Was
it TakeOver Dallas last year where you did DIY Authors of Pain and the Revival? Mm. Where you then have these two classic rivalries between between DIY and the Revival teaming up together to take out the bigger men. And you can do these spots where, like, like one member of the Usos and, say, Xavier Woods gets to do classic New Day spots and something like that. That, for me, on a WrestleMania card, would be a hell of a lot of fun.
That's really cool. I like that a lot as well. Yes. So you think, I mean, in your fantasy booking, you would have a double DQ there. I'm going to go double DQ.
I'm going to
steal your booking.
You're going to go double DQ. I do think the Usos are retaining, though. Yeah, I'm going to stick with my thing, the Usos are retaining.
Because then you've got the story of the Usos going into Mania, their first proper Mania match, but oh no, all the odds are against us. We don't even have to... Did you know that about multi-person matches? The champion doesn't even have to be pinned to lose the belt.
Oh man, and in some case like that, you only have a 33% chance of walking out as champion.
And a third.
Yeah, don't forget that third recurring.
Which is a nice segue into another multi-man match. Which,
another one?
As of the time of recording, is only a six-person. More people could get added to this.
Yeah, I mean, I would probably put money on the fact they will stay as a six-man, but it could be... I mean, I would have thought they were going to stick with the triple threat, so what do I know?
Well, I read that Apollo Crews, at least, is getting added.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Ty Dillinger. AJ Styles versus John Cena versus Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn versus Baron Corbin versus Dolph Ziggler versus Mandy Rose versus...
Oh, Mandy Rose could be the first person to lose. Yeah.
For the WWE Championship. There's a lot of stories going into this match. John Cena wanting to get his WrestleMania moment this year, which, you know, will tie in with the Undertaker reports of the Undertaker returning. Maybe that happens here. You've got AJ Styles having to fend off five other guys trying to pin each other, like they brilliantly told in the go-home match, the five-way. You've got Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. I'm suddenly really interested in what's going to happen between them, when I think they've stalled creatively on that duo since the start of this year.
Yeah, since before the Rumble.
Yeah, so, and Baron Corbin's been great. Dolph Ziggler is a... You know, the ship sailed, unfortunately.
He's there, though.
He's there, and he's very good at what he does. It's just...
That's it.
It's hard to care when...
Yeah. He's very good.
It's never backed up.
He's very good at what he does, but that does mean we'll have to listen to that annoying record scratch, pause, and then music.
Yes. I mean... Shall I go first?
I think AJ Styles. Yeah, I think AJ is winning as well. I just had a sudden thought, though. I mean, it's... Hard to know because I can't remember the last time that he did win a match, aside from the one to get into this. But when Dolph Ziggler wins a match, does he still get the record scratch? Or does it just go straight into the music?
I don't know. I also don't care about that either. I do care about a lot of the stuff going into this match. It's just predictable. That's the problem with the match. But I'm interested to see how the stories are told. Like, will this set up an Owens-Zayn singles match at WrestleMania?
Mm-hmm.
I am so into Baron Corbin.
I know, you're hot for Baron right now.
I have been for a couple of months now. But the last 2 weeks, I think he's performed really, really well. Not only in ring, because I'm a big fan of his move repertoire, I also think he's really upped his game on promos.
Mm-hmm.
Those backstage promos into the phones, words aside on the screen, he delivers them very well.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Baz and Corbs as well. I think that he's really... I was never that big into him in NXT. I wasn't that big into him when he got called up to the main roster. But in the last month or so, I've kind of turned around him a little bit. Actually, I think he's got a lot of upside to him. But he's another one of these guys, like a Braun Strowman, like an Elias. You're like, I don't see what they've got for you at Mania. Mm. Even Dolph Ziggler. Like, I don't know what your WrestleMania plans are.
Multi-man United States title match.
They can't just get... I was about to say they can't, but yeah.
You need to do the payday. Everyone needs to be on the card.
Yeah, well, maybe it'll be the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Yet you couldn't possibly try and make the best card you have and be selective and have, you know, the top quality over just the drowning quantity.
Well, or, you know...
They all have to be on the card.
Or you do it over two nights.
Hmm. So where were we with this?
Well, we both made our predictions, and that kind of is the end of it now. But we've only run 22 minutes, and we don't want anyone to say that we're putting out short episodes.
It's not our fault. It's SmackDown haven't booked enough matches yet. Although this is a nice amount of matches.
It is, yeah.
I think six is good. That hopefully 2.5 hours.
And I wonder if this is going to be like the Han Solo spin-off movie. My expectations of it are so low that I actually come out of it going like, oh, do you know what? I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, could have been a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, because all of the matches certainly could deliver.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe the fault is with me and I should work on caring more because it could...
That's what WWE want you to think.
Yeah, this is on you, viewers, to get interested. We've done our part now. Because
We've booked matches. It's up to you to care about them.
If I'm looking at this, the women's tag, I don't care. Like that, I can't. That's too far. But Nakamura Rusev, that could be a good match. Bobby Roode versus Orton, like you said, that could be a very well worked match. It's just Triple H versus Randy Orton, right? Charlotte Flair versus Ruby Riott. I like Ruby Riott a lot.
Big
Charlotte's
fan of
very,
Ruby.
Very good.
Yeah.
That could also be very well choreographed. Usos New Day, very excited. And the main event six-way, how fun was the go-home five-way when they were all just hitting the finishers and AJ scrambling and breaking up pins?
Yeah, this goes 40 minutes, 45 minutes. I think this could be a hell of a lot of fun.
Ooh, 40, it's not an elimination match, mate.
Yeah, but I think you've only got six matches on the card and you've got to fill 3.5 hours. I mean, are you ready for the comments that you're going to get?
I was too negative?
No. Actually, I just think it's because the video is too short. You're going to get those comments. So, podcast listeners, if you don't watch the YouTube version of this show, whenever a new episode goes up, usually like the Monday or Saturday, the Monday or Saturday episodes, usually the comments we get are, this episode is too short. And it's not our fault. that sometimes there just isn't enough to talk about.
It's really got to me.
Really, yeah.
It has.
The other day you were so upset about it. I felt really bad.
Well, it's just it's because we've got a Patreon, but we've had a Patreon for well over a year, and people are equating out of nowhere the videos getting shorter, which they're not on average, with us putting stuff behind a paywall, which we haven't. We've just started doing more work so we can make new shows for the Patreon people.
Yes.
So I just because we put in a lot of work to make that extra show this week. Maybe this is it. I'm having a little bit of therapy in real time right now.
Yeah.
That to see those messages got to me. They struck a nerve because actually we've been trying very hard to do loads of stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
With the vast majority of it being for free,
and
people to consume.
The high irony is that when you and I started doing the Wrestle Ramble, the most common thing we got was this show is too long.
Yes, yeah, yeah. And we finally made a really, really long one. Like, we went out of our way on Wednesday to make that Raw versus SmackDown one too long. I look at the comments the next morning, loads of ads in this. I can't win, so let's do some reviews.
The podcast version was nearly 2 hours long.
Optimus Prime.
Yes, like Ted, like Ted Talks.
Yeah, he's called Ted. This show is, as RVD's theme says, is one of a kind.
You got to do it like the song.
How's that go?
This show is like RVD's theme says, one of a kind. One of a kind. Oh, so good. That actually came on my playlist because you got me WWF's Forcible Entry CD on the Christmas episode. Very questionably named here in 2018. And I copied that to my iTunes because I genuinely wanted to listen to it. And I put some of those songs into my driving playlist that my wife and I share.
Some.
Well, some of them are a bit rubbish, I'll be honest. But RVD's, the one-of-a-kind song, which is by... It's right behind you, just to remind myself. Which was by... this is awesome radio. When you just are reading the things...
You don't let me do this when I look up stuff on Google. But it's fine when it's a physical object.
It's because I'm a fan of physical media, yeah. That's why. It's got by Breaking Point.
Let's have a look at some of these.
See what other good tracks that are on there. The game's quite good. Disturbs Glass Shatters, some people like that.
Stacey Keebler's theme's just called Legs. Couldn't get away with that these days.
No, but that's all she was known for, really, wasn't it?
I'd like to do other wrestlers' theme tunes. You would name them just based on a body type.
Or
so
like,
Seth Rollins would be sexy abs.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns,
hair.
Greasy hair.
What,
let's do some association. You give me one, I'll give you one.
We're
consciously avoiding women here right now because I think free association would make us seem like horrible human beings.
Absolutely. I'm trying to think of a current wrestler. AJ Styles.
Oh, hair again.
Yeah, well, that's the only person I could think of.
Okay,
yeah.
Kevin Owens.
Oh, I don't want to say gut. That sounds horrible.
Was that the first thing? Give me one.
Sami Zayn.
Hat.
Not a body part, but I suppose.
It's it could be any kind of physical
attribute. Oh, we've known that. I'd have said vest.
And there you go. So this would imagine this world where they come out and their theme tune is their current theme tune, but with just this word.
Yeah.
And all over the Titantron, it would just be this word as well. Yeah.
It's all of it is RVD's theme, but it's just, you just place kind with the word that we just
one of a hat.
Yeah, one of a hat. One of a vest.
Okay, let's give me one more. I like this game.
It's such a shame that people are watching YouTube don't get to hear this bit. Yeah. Some of the best stuff. This is the best stuff we've done all episode, really.
Oh yeah.
Another wrestler. Finn Balor.
Oh, abs. Smile.
I was going to say smile.
Smile works.
Yeah, definitely smile. His captivating smile.
I'll give you one more. Dana Brooke.
Arms.
Oh, okay. You could have said loads of things. You could have said glasses.
No, it's her arms, though. That is Dana Brooke's unique selling feature.
Yep, definitely her arms. Okay, let's do some iTunes. Oh, no, we've already done one. We've only read out the name and we got distracted. Okay, this is that.
I was
actual...
just looking at it. I was like, did we read this?
This is from Opted Prime still. Optedmus Prime still. It's your boy Ted First time caller, new time fan. This show is amazing and totally satisfies my wrestling needs. You guys have such a great chemistry and a great wrestling knowledge. Keep up the great work, fellas. Shout out to Eddie and my ninja Geordie.
Thanks, Optedmus Prime. Lovely stuff.
Thank you. Eddie and Geordie.
Mm. And Teddy. They sound like a Nickelodeon cartoon.
They do. Ed and Buttered Toast.
I was too old for Ed and Eddie. And plus,
very funny.
I didn't have that sort of television, so I didn't get access to like the Nickelodeon channel or anything like that.
I mean, it was Cartoon Network.
Whatever. But I didn't get to see that 70s show until I got to university and my friend had it on DVD.
Oh, you didn't have Trouble?
I didn't have Trouble, mate.
Oh, Trouble was where it was at.
And the only reason he showed it to me is because, do you know there was an episode of that 70s show with wrestlers in it?
Wow.
And, there's one where they go see Star Wars. And I was like, oh, I'll give this a watch.
Mm.
It's hilarious. I've never looked back.
Stupid Good writes, not very random at all. If there's one word to describe this podcast, it's prepared. Really? Victory loves preparation. Unlike many podcasts by famous people in the wrestling industry, Ollie and Luke constantly put out a polished product.
That's true.
This makes for a highly enjoyable listening experience. Do yourself a favour and download this podcast.
Thanks, Super Good. You also use Ollie's favourite word in there, which is constantly, which is sort of consistent.
Mm, yeah, it's not my favourite. But yeah, it's fine.
That's what he was going for.
Stupid Good.
Yeah.
I mean, we prep not as much as they think we should do.
No, you do tell me to put together documents, and I sort of do. Mm. I put together the matches that were on this show, and I write down the correspondence.
Yeah, and we watch the shows that we review.
Yeah, that's true.
I imagine everyone else does that too.
Oh, on other podcasts.
Yeah.
Oh, which reminds me, speaking of emails, if you want to send an email in, it is luke@wrestletalk.com. If you want your email read out, please let me know, because there are some people who've sent emails in that are really, really nice and very touching, because they talk about their sort of personal experiences. And if you want those read out on the show, kind of let us know, because I'm a bit apprehensive to read out in case you just sent me that in private and then I broadcast out into the wider world.
It's a good disclaimer.
So, yeah. So if you do want it read out, make a note of it.
Also, Luke's too kind to say this, but make it short, folks. Come on. We can't read out entire essays.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, well, we can't read those out. Maybe help us bold the areas you want read out, and because we'll read the whole thing, but we will only read out the bolded parts because we've only got so much time.
We just talked about. I'll be honest. This intro and outro has probably gone longer than the actual episode itself.
I hope it has. Just to annoy the people who keep saying stuff isn't long enough.
And then when they complain about it, just link it. Comment and link to the podcast.
With an iTunes and Android thing.
Yeah,
so that's all we've got time for. We'll see you on Monday after Fastlane, where we will finally be on the road to WrestleMania.
Love you, bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.